朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
就是我在新闻中看见，在伊拉克的战场上
，That I remember seeing right in the battlefield in Iraq。
那个军中的牧师几乎从早上到晚上，他们每一天要举办好几场的聚会。
That the chaplains in the armies will have many meetings a day。
因为这些派到战场上，许多都是美国大兵，才十几、二十几岁的人。
Because all the soldiers that are sent to Iraq, they are like young people in their teens.
他们突然进到战场上的时候，才经历到那个危机意识，那个感觉才出来。
When they are actually sent to the battlefield, then they realize that they're in the battle.
他们知道任何时候他们可能死掉的。
They know that they could die anytime.
而那个恐惧突然抓住他们，他们害怕。
All of a sudden, the fear will just seize them.
弟兄姊妹，我们缺少这种感觉啊。
But we do not have this kind of awareness.
大概一两个礼拜以前，我们看到报纸上讲到一个母亲在那里，记者访问她。
About a week or two ago, we saw this news. A mother was being.
她说她的女儿，年轻的女儿被派到伊拉克之前。
That she says that before her young daughter was sent to Iraq.
她告诉妈妈说，如果有一天突然有两个军人出现在我们家门口的话。
She told her mother, if one day all of a sudden two soldiers appear at our door,
她说妈妈就表示我出事了，你要多保重。
That means something happened to me. Mom, you have to take care of yourself.
所以你就知道这个女孩子后来出事了，所以记者去访问她。
So afterwards, something happened to her, and then the reporter came to interview the mother.
我们踏进外面的战场，我们里面自然会有感觉。
If we are placed in a physical battlefield,We will have this sense.
可是在属灵的战场上，我们常常疏忽了这种感觉。
But yet we neglect it and we don't feel the seriousness when we
are in spiritual battle. 主耶稣告诉我们说，那个杀身体却不能杀灵魂的，不要怕。
Yet the Lord Jesus says, "Do not be afraid those who can only kill your physical body, but not your soul."
主要叫我们学习敬畏神，要学会怕神。
But God wants us to fear God.
但是我有更重要的事情，我们也要去对仇敌要警醒啊。
And we have to be alert.Toward the enemy.
那底下守望者的职责我不说了啊。
I will skip the responsibilities of a watchman.
这里提到守望者最重要的职责是防止仇敌的攻击。
The greatest responsibility of a watchman is to prevent attacks of the enemy.
我刚才说过，国家有军队。
Yes, a nation will have army.
社会有警察。
And a society have policemen.
商店有警卫。
A store may have guards.
我们的家里面有锁有警铃。
And then in our house we have locks and alarm systems.
在我们个人的灵魂和我们的家庭中，我们到底有没有防范的措施？
But in our family and within our soul, do we have a defense system?
我们需要起来警醒这件事情。
Let's rise up and be watchful.
尤其这个世代借着电脑，借着各样的东西，是无往不透的，这个直接进到我们的家里面来。
And then the enemy is using computer to go right into our living room.
我们要为着神家和群羊谨守警醒。
We need to keep watch over God's house and the flock.
保罗劝以弗所教会的长老，你们一定要为着神的儿女们要谨慎，要警醒。
Paul exhorted the elders of a church of Ephesus that be watchful over the God's flock.
保罗说，因为我走了以后会有凶恶的豺狼进到你们中间。
Because Paul says, after I leave, savage wolves will come before you.
假装我们在座这两百多个人都是小羊，羊妹妹。
Imagine all of us are sheep.
突然进来了几只凶暴的豺狼。
And all of a sudden, some savage wolves come in.
你已经可以看见那个结果。
Can you can you predict the end result?
豺狼进来不会爱惜群羊的。
When the wolves come, they will not care for the sheep.
立刻伤害。
It will harm the sheep.
啊，这是保罗劝的啊。
So this is Paul's advice.
保罗说，我一走了以后，一定有凶恶的豺狼要进到你们中间。
Paul says, after I leave, savage wolf will come in our midst.
而教会历史告诉我们说，他们中间其中的一个长老就是这个豺狼。
And the church history showed us that one of their elders.Was the vicious wolf.
对神儿女们造成了极大的伤害。
They caused a lot of damage to the children of God.
一定要小心。
Let's be watchful.
底下讲到这个守望者不仅仅是观察防守仇敌。
And the watchman would not only prevent the attacks of the enemy.
以赛亚书告诉我们，这些守望者也在这里敏察神的脚踪和主的行动。
Isaiah chapter 52 tells us that watchmen can also discern God's move and action.
我们守望警醒，不仅仅看见仇敌的作为。
When we are watchful, not only that we will see the work of the enemy.
我们也能够看见神的作为啊，弟兄姊妹。
We also get to see the work of God.
这是守望者很大的祝福啊。
And that is a great blessing for being a watchman.
所以以赛亚书52章，真的你讲到守望者那个扬声歌唱啊。
So Isaiah 52 tells us that watchmen would lift up their voices and pray.
为什么守望者这些卫兵突然大声唱歌起来呢？
Why is that they could all of a sudden shout for joy?
他们说因为耶和华归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。
Because when the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes.
哦，这些唱的诗歌，我们的神是王啊。
Today, we sing the song that our God is King.
王回来了。
When the King returns.
弟兄姊妹，守望者在那里昼夜等候，防止仇敌攻击的时候。
The watchman's been waiting day and night to prevent the enemy attack.
突然看见耶和华神回来了。
All of a sudden, the watchman will see the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那个太喜乐了啊。
Oh, what a great joy that
圣经上这方面的记载很多，你看像大卫打仗的时候
，The Bible has many descriptions like when
神说你听见桑树梢上的脚步声，就赶快上去打仗了。
When King David was about to engage in the battle, God says, "When you hear the sound of marching in the top of the balsam tree, then you can go forward."
中国武侠小说的蜻蜓点水就差不多的。
It's sort of like what happens in a Chinese kung fu movie.
神的使者是在桑树梢上可以走路的。
Because the angel of God was able to walk on top of a balsam tree.
你知道那个声音其实是很小的。
You know, actually, the sound is very light.
神对大卫说：“你一听见桑树梢上有脚步声，你们要立刻派兵跟上去啊。”
But yet, the Lord told King David that as soon as you hear the sound of marching on the top of the balsam tree.Go forward right away.
弟兄姊妹啊，教会需要这样子的守望者。
So our church needs such watchmen.
啊，不是都睡着了，神行动了，我们都不知道。
That we will not be asleep and we will not that we cannot discern the work of the Lord.
那我们最近在教会里面正好读尼希米记。
And recently we've been reading the book of Nehemiah.
啊，尼希米记，我们最近特别读到第四章以后，我们很熟的一句话。
And then in chapter 4, there's a verse that we're very familiar with.
啊，形容他们怎么过警醒的生活。
Describe how they live a watchful life.
他们一手做工，一手拿兵器，对不对
？They would do their work with one hand and with weapon in the other hand.
那我怕我们听多了这句话，又变成一句这个耳熟能详的话而已。
Let's not make that statement just a casual slogan.
到底在我们生活里面，什么叫做一手做工，一手拿兵器呢
？In our real life, what does it mean?That we work with one hand and holding weapon in another hand.
我们怎么样子在主的面前真正能够个人、家庭、教会一起来过警醒的生活呢
？How can we live a watchful life in our individual realm, family or church?
那第一件事情，我们要学习要很谦卑的来依靠神的帮助。
First, we need to humbly trust in the Lord's help.
这个诗篇127篇讲得很清楚，如果不是耶和华看守城池的话，看守的人就宛然警醒。
Psalm 127 tells us very clearly, unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labor in vain.
我为什么要把这一节先拿出来呢
？Why do I single out this verse？
如果在所有的征战中，我们不懂得谦卑来依靠神的话
，In all battles, if we do not know to humbly trust in God's help,
我们是必败无疑啊。
We will for sure be defeated.
因为若不是耶和华替我们警醒的话，我们突然看守。
Because if the Lord does not watch for us, we will watch in vain.
因为仇敌太厉害了。
Because our enemy is very strong.
无孔不入啊。
And he's everywhere.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，只要有缝他就出来。你看到我喝的那个茶杯啊。
He gets in everywhere.
我每次接完茶盖好的时候，我一定把它倒过来试试看。
Like I have a glass cup, and every time I seal it, and I will try to place it upside down to see if it will.
我甚至用手摸一下它有没有漏水，因为它漏过好几次了。
And then I will see if it will leak because it leaked before.
你只要有一粒渣子夹在那个 ring 里面的话，它就会漏。
If I do not tie this very tightly, then it will leak.
或是你没有注意好，它一定漏。
And if I do not seal it well, it will leak.
弟兄姊妹，它无孔不入。
Because it will leak anywhere it can find a place.
今天我们在征战的事情上，我们一定要谦卑。
So while we are in the battle, we have to be humble.
若有人自己以为站得稳，就要谨慎，免得跌倒。
If you think you can stand firm, be careful so that you do not fall.
你看彼得这么有自信说我绝对不会跌倒。
Like Peter, he was so confident, he says, I will never fall.
然后他就跌倒了。
Then he fell.
那摩西这么有自信，觉得神的百姓一定了解他是民族英雄，他是神派来救他们的。
Moses was so confident, he thought, people of God will for sure recognize that I'm the hero, I'm the delivery for you.
结果他就犯了一个这么大的错，百姓们都弃绝他。
And he made such a great mistake and was rejected by his people.
亚哈王出去打仗的时候，他把自己包得紧紧的，各种的盔甲都带得好好的。
When King Ahab went to the battlefield, he was protected.He protected himself with such big armor.
而且更厉害的是呢，他不穿王的衣服，他化妆成为一个普通士兵。
And then he even did not put on the robe of a king, and he pretend to be just a soldier.
他想这下我一定安全。
He thought for sure he will be safe.
可是因为这个人这个骄傲不敬畏神。
But because he was prideful and did not fear God.
圣经上说有一个人随便拉弓。
The scripture says that someone just randomly shoot an arrow.
你听到吗？不需要瞄的啊。
See, he did not even aim at him.
有一个人只是这样随便拉个弓。
Someone just aim, just shoot, aimlessly.
然后就恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝里。
And just went into the crack of the armor.
盔甲跟盔甲之间就那么一点点的缝。
There's just a crease, a tiny space.
你要瞄都瞄不准的。
Even if you try to aim, you might not get it.
随便拉弓，嘣进去了。
Someone just shot aimlessly and got him.
这个人死掉了。
This person died.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前要谦卑。
We need to be humble before the Lord.
我们一定要在主的面前啊，你知道一个骄傲的人。
To know that a prideful man.
他最自信、最刚强的点。
The place where he feels the most confident.
常常成为他跌倒的点，成为他致命的点。
Becomes his fatal weakness.
我上礼拜讲过，有一个牧师说他这一辈子最认为他不会跌倒的就是婚姻的事情。
Last week I shared with you there was a pastor who is so confident that he will never fail in his marriage.
虽然他知道他有弱点，但是他知道婚姻是他最强的点，他不可能跌倒的。
Even though he was aware he had other weaknesses.But he thought his strength was in his marriage.
没有想到他就在这个点上跌倒了。
But yet he fell badly.
那同样的，在我们最弱的点上。
And in our weaknesses.
在我们的致命伤上。
In our fatal weakness.
如果我们会谦卑的依靠神。
If we can trust in the Lord humbly.
他会成为我们最安全，甚至会将来成为我们身上最强的点。
It will become the safest and the strongest point.
最能够被神来使用的点
a point that God can use.
弟兄姊妹，我们看过多少的人，他原来是这个点上是他的致命伤最糟糕的地方。
We have seen so many examples and testimonies.
例如说，他原来是个爱钱爱得不得了的人。
For example, he might be a person who loved money very bad.
中国话说，见钱眼开了啊。
Yeah, his eyes were just glare open up when he sees money.
我常常被人家笑我眼睛小，可是你放钱在我面前，我眼睛还是大不起来。可是这个钱原来是他的致命伤，被神制作以后，发现钱是他最自由的地方。
But originally money was his fatal attraction, but after God's work in his life, then that becomes his strength.
最能够被神来使用的地方。
That God could use him in this area.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们的强弱点是什么。
I don't know about your weaknesses and strengths.
但是原则是我们要谦卑靠神。
But the principle is that we have to trust in the Lord humbly.
我很喜欢圣经的两句话。
I like two verses in the Bible.
一个叫做 I can do nothing, 我什么都不能做。
Oh, one is that I can do nothing.
一个是 I can do all things, 我什么都能做。
Or another one is I can do all things.
让人来看这是两个不同的人，对不对？
And then they are just the two extremes.
但是这两个人是同一个人。
But yet, these two things are one.
如果我跟你说修华是一个什么事都不能做的人。
If they say, if I tell you Christine cannot do anything.
然后我又说她是一个什么事都能做的人。
And then I will tell you that she can do everything.
你一定很 confused.
You will be confused.
但是其实我们每一个人都是这样子。
But actually, it's the same with every one of us.
那个关键在于我们跟主之间的关系。
And the key is our relationship with God.
主说 apart from me, 离了我，你们就什么都不能做。You can do nothing.
Because Lord Jesus says, apart from me, you cannot do.
保罗告诉我们说 I can do all things through him 我借着他我什么都能做
But yet Paul says I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
那个关键在于我们是不是靠神。
So the key is if we trust in the Lord or not.
小朋友们看过 Superman, 对不对？
You have watched the Superman.
同一个人在地上，怎么样一个人在天上飞呢？
How can this same person live on earth and yet fly in the sky?
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在主的面前学会啊。
Today, this is a lesson we need to learn.
来靠神。
To trust in the Lord.
让我们最脆弱的点被宝血遮盖，被神改变，成为我们这个人最刚强、最能被神用的点。
So that our weaknesses can be covered by the blood of Jesus and be worked by God, so it becomes our strength.
第二个，不要给魔鬼留地步。
And do not give the devil a foothold.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能一下子全然成圣。
It's not possible that we'll be sanctified instantly.
我们变成一个完美的人。
That we become perfected right away.
这是我们一辈子神在改变我们。
That's not possible because it's a work of a lifetime.
但是圣灵在我们身上工作的时候。
But yet, when the Holy Spirit is at work in our life.
主常常针对我们的问题，主在这里改变我们。
God always deal with our problems.
在这里帮助我们。
And help us to overcome.
而仇敌也是针对我们的弱点，在这里要来攻击我们。
And the enemy is also trying to deal with our weaknesses and attack us.
所以我们一定在主的面前，要在圣灵里面求神光照我们。
So we need to ask God to show us in the light of the Holy Spirit.
找出我们生命的弱点，找出我们生命的致命伤来。
So that we will know what is our fatal weaknesses.
在那个点上决定不给魔鬼留地步。
So, and we will not give the devil any foothold in that area.
我曾经说过，我这个瘤那次开刀十五个小时啊。
I told you before, when I went through the last surgery, it lasted 15 hours.
弟兄姊妹，开脑袋跟开心脏也不过八到十个小时就差不多了。
It only takes about 8 to 10 hours to have a brain or heart surgery.
我们那个医生是全世界顶端的，带着三个，一共四个人开了十五个小时。
And that day, a top physician with a top team took them 15 hours.
为什么呢？因为我过去我一辈子一直在开刀，每三年到五年要开一次刀。
Why? It's because I have gone through so many surgeries. In my lifetime, every 3 to 5 years, I have to go through a surgery.
因为每一次没办法割干净。
And every time, they always left something there.
当这个东西留在那里的时候。
And then when there's a residual remaining.
它马上又会长回来。
And it grows back right away.
就像癌症一样。
Just like cancer.
今天从来没有一个人去割癌症的时候说，医生啊，你不要割那么多了，五十就好了啦。
Today, you will not hear any cancer patient says, Doctor, don't take out everything, just leave 50%.
我们不仅仅求他百分之百的割啊。
We will ask the doctor to take out 100% of
the cancer. 多割一点没关系啊，把周围也割掉。
Even take some more surrounding tissues, that's okay.
然后完了又化疗，然后又放疗，就是把它全部杀光光，对不对？
Afterwards, we still go through chemotherapy, trying to destroy anything that's left.
不然他 always come back.
Otherwise, they always come back.
弟兄姊妹，不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give the devil any foothold.
一点点面笑能够让全团发起来。
A little ease can bring up the whole dough.
一点点的细线，你以为它没什么。
If this is just a little bit and you think this is nothing.
一圈一圈一圈把它缠到二十圈，我相信修华已经不会动了。
If you use a very thin thread, if you tie the person.Around and around for 20 times, and then that would tie up a person.
心灵大概也不会动了。
And then if we tie up around and around for 50 times, and then a brother can be tied down.
你给魔鬼留地步。
If you give the devil any foothold.
就像在你的国家里面给仇敌留基地是一样的。
It's just like you're leaving a base for your enemy in your nation.
他早晚会回来的啊。
They will come back right away.
而第三件事情，主教导我们要警醒祷告。
Third, the Lord teaches to watch and pray.
祷告借着祷告，我们来依靠神。
Through prayer, we trust in the Lord.
借着祷告，我们可以警醒地视透仇敌的诡计。
Through prayer, we get to discern the schemes of the enemy.
而且主耶稣说，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
The Lord Jesus says, be watchful and pray so that you do not fall into temptation.
就不会掉到试探里面去。
You will not fall into temptation.
圣经上很多地方告诉我们要警醒祷告。
Many places the scripture tells us to be watchful and pray.
不要睡觉，要警醒祷告。
Do not be asleep, be watchful and pray.
要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Be watchful and pray so that you do not fall into temptation.
你们要警醒祷告，因为万物的结局近了。
Be watchful because the end of all things is near.
所以我们看见这个世代是叫人沉睡的世代，所以我们要警醒。
So this generation is the time that cause people to fall asleep.
We have to be watchful. 叫人被迷惑的时代, 所以我们要警醒。
This is the age of deception. We need to be alert.
而这个时代是靠近结局了, 我们要警醒。
This is the age near end time. We need to be watchful.
美国防止那个喝醉酒驾车防得非常严格。
America has very strict traffic laws to avoid drunk driving.
可是他没有办法防止人打瞌睡开车。
But yet, there's no traffic law to prevent people from falling asleep while driving.
人家说打瞌睡开车跟 drunk 开车造成的车祸常常是一样的。
But actually, the damage caused by sleeping and driving is the same as drunken driving.
我年轻的时候开车从来不打瞌睡的。
When I was young, I never fall asleep when I drive.
现在开车会打瞌睡了。
But now, yes, it's possible for me.
所以常常捏腿啊，吃酸梅啊，唱歌啊，让保持自己的警醒啊。
So I try to do all things to keep me awake, maybe pinch myself or eat something.
这是一个沉睡的时代。
This is an age of sleepiness.
这是一个叫人迷惑的时代。
And this is an age of deception.
而让我们对仇敌没有感觉了。
That we have no sense and no awareness of the enemy.
好像仇敌在我们属灵的警觉上给我们打了一个麻药针。
As if the enemy has to give us a shot so that we're numb about his presence.
所以他来割你，他来切你的时候，你不痛了。
When he comes to attack you, you don't feel pain.
但是伤害却造成了。
But yet the damage is there.
我有一个朋友，他的朋友。
I have a friend's friend.
他的孩子。
And then his kid.
长了一种每40万个人中间才有一个的疾病。
Has a disease that one case in every 400,000.
就是他没有痛神经。
That he had no nerve to sense pain.
你以为这个小孩真幸福啊，拔牙也不会痛啊，流血也不会痛啊。
You might think this child is so lucky because he doesn't feel pain when his teeth get pulled out.
你不晓得他爸爸妈妈多紧张啊。
But you don't know how worried his parents are.
他割破流血了，他不会哭的，因为他不痛。
Because he will not even cry when he bleeds because he feels no pain.
炉子上红红的火，他手烧焦了，他不哭的。
And he doesn't cry when his finger gets burned because he doesn't feel pain.
弟兄姊妹啊，仇敌用各样的方法让我们属灵的感觉掉了。
And the enemy is using the same way to numb and paralyze our nerves.
叫我们良心麻痹了。
That our conscience has become numb.
他可以自由进出来伤害我们。
That he can go in and out of our conscience and he can hurt us.
这是一个靠近结局的日子，主说要警醒祷告。
So this is the day that near the end of all things that we ought to watch and pray.
每一次偶尔看球赛，看到球赛最后的时候，哎，我都觉得这些人前面为什么不好好打？
Every time when I watch a game. A sports game, toward the end, I always question, why don't they try harder at the beginning?
到后面分秒必争，对不对？
So when it's toward the end, they try so hard.
还有多少次都是在最后一秒钟球场丢过去，啊，蹦进去，然后赢了。
So often they will score at the last second.
弟兄姊妹啊，万物的结局近了，主说要警醒啊。And
yet the end of all things is near. That's why the Lord says, be watchful.
球赛到了最后，所有的人都紧张起来。When
it's toward the end of the game, everyone is on guard.
最后在这里讲到彼此的守望相助。Lastly,
let's watch and help each other.
我们最近读《尼希米记》，我太感谢神了。
I thank the Lord that we're studying the book of Nehemiah.
神特别让我们看见这一场征战不是一个人两个人的事情。The
Lord showed us that this is not a battle of a few.
这是神家的事情。This
is a battle of God's house.
你发现他们有人看守，有人做工。So
there are people who are on guard and the people who are working.
而做工的人腰间配刀。And
even those who work have their weapons on their side.
啊，他们在城墙上设立吹角的人。And
they said people who will sound the trumpet. On the wall.
哪里有仇敌攻击，一吹角，所有的人都过来帮助他。Whenever
there's an attack of the enemy, they will sound the trumpet, and then help and aid will come.
你想想看，如果我们被仇敌包围的话。Imagine
if we're surrounded now by the enemy.
只有你一个人，前后都是仇敌，你怎么打？
If you are alone by yourself and then you're surrounded, how can you fight back?
你不能拿着一把刀一直绕，你绕了20圈，你已经昏倒了。You
cannot just holding a sword and then keep running in a circle, you will faint.
你打前面，后面怎么办？
When you fight in front of you, what happened to your back?
有两个人就已经很不一样了。
If there are two people, that makes a difference.
一个前一个后。
One in the front, one in the back.
有四个人更不一样了，东西南北都有了。
And if you have four, that covers four directions.
那如果有更多呢？
What if you have more?
所以弟兄姊妹，教会的征战能不能打得胜啊？
So if Can we gain victory now?
不在乎有多少人同心参与这场征战。
It's up to how many were engaged and involved.
同样的，神家的建造也是一样。
The same with the building up of God's house.
尼希米最特殊的一个点，尼希米记。
In Nehemiah, we see one character.
就是这个建造是全百姓一同参与。
That this building, the work of building up is involved.That involves the whole household of God.
各家对着自己门前来修造。
Every family builds the segment right in front of their house.
换一句话说，如果有哪一家没有修造的话。
In other words, if one family neglected their task.
那个地方成为仇敌进出的地方。
That will become an opening for the enemy to come
in. 那个要成为神家受亏损被仇敌攻击的地方。
And that will be the point where enemy can attack.
我相信他如果真不修，一定有人会去帮忙他补起来。
I'm sure if they cannot, somehow cannot make it, then other people will come to aid them.
因为不然的话，所有其他的修造等于白修了。
Otherwise, the rest of the work is in vain.
但是尼希米记这么宝贝，这么激励人的一件事情。
But what's encouraging in the book of Nehemiah?
就是当各家对着自己门前修造的时候。
Is that we see when every family builds the segment right in front of their house.
圣经上说修完了以后找不到空隙 ，another gap.
The Bible says after they complete the work, there's not a single gap left.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，那是一个伟大的得胜啊！
What a great victory that is!
神的儿女们都起来了。
The children of God all rise up.
而且他们那么认真的忠心于为着整个神家。
They seriously and diligently and faithfully built.
耶路撒冷被联络成为一座整齐的城。
The city of Jerusalem become a city built compact together.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望主帮助我们整个教会起来啊！
May the Lord help us to rise up.
主借着最近我们买会所的事情碰到的困难
Through the difficulties we encounter with the church facility
主真的在神家做了许多奇妙的事情
God has done many wonderful things in God's church
主也提升了整个教会祷告信心征战的能力
And God has given increased the capability to pray and to fight
所以等一下我们聚完会以后
And after this meeting
我们大概有三四十分钟我们请弟兄姊妹先不急着出去
And then we ask brothers and sisters do not leave
我们神家整个会所的事情整个的进展和近况我们有一个最新的报告
We will use about 30 to 40 minutes to give you a latest update
外面的事情
outward,
都不是最重要的事情
All these outward things are not the most important.
属灵的事情，属灵的建造是最重要的事情。
But the most important is the spiritual build-up.
但是并不代表外面的事情不重要。
But it doesn't mean that the outward things are not important.
那我希望我们一起在主的里面，我们一起来听，我们对我们的现况有第一手的了解。
Let's all pay attention to the report so we get to understand.The latest development.
我们一起起来同心征战
So that we can rise up and fight together.
赶逐所有魔鬼的作为
Cast away all the work of the devil.
带下神的祝福
Bring down the blessing of God.
让所有的人都在这里一起蒙恩
So every one of us will be blessed together.
我们一起成长
And we'll grow together.
我们彼此扶持也彼此保护
Let's protect and support each other.
弟兄姊妹，你需要我，我也需要你
Brothers and sisters.I need you, you need me.
真的，你需要我，我也需要你。
You need me, and I need you too.
缺一个，我们都心疼了。
We do not want to miss anyone.
缺一个，我们都有缺陷了。
If we miss anyone, we suffer loss.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们一起在爱的里面。
So all together in love.
我们也在这个荣耀的使命感里面。
In this glorious mission.
让我们众人如同一人，侍立在神的面前。
That we will stand before God as one man.
来为神家警醒守望。
Be watchful and keep watching God's house.
来为我们的兄弟、妻子、儿女和我们的家，我们起来征战。
Let's rise up and fight for our brothers and sisters, wives and children.
要纪念我们所信的神大而可畏。
And remember our God is great.An awesome God.
He will fight for us. 他会为我们征战。
He will fight for us.
我们在他得胜的底下。
Under his victory.
我们来支取他的得胜。
We will draw from his victory.
来活出他的得胜。
And we will live out his victory.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
虽然这个世界都伏在恶者的手下。
Even though the whole world lies under the hands of the enemy.
但是却借着羔羊的宝血。
But through the precious blood of the Lamb,
借着羔羊在十字架上所完成的救赎
through the redemption accomplished by the Lamb on the cross,
让我们从黑暗的权势下归向了光明
that we get to turn from the power of darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下让我们归向的神。
From the power of Satan to God.
主啊，当我们今天在这个地上经过的时候，
As we walking through this world,
我们一面求你保守我们的心紧紧地依靠你。
We pray that you will keep our heart to fully trust in you.
让我们不中了仇敌的诡计。
That we will not fall into the schemes of the enemy.
保守我们，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离一切的凶恶。
Protect us so that we will not fall into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
另外一面，我们也何等的感谢你。
We also want to thank you, Lord.
把我们摆在你的家中。
That you place us in your house.
让我们在这里不仅仅彼此相爱。
Not only that we will love each other.
我们也一起在这里彼此扶持，彼此激励。
Encourage and support each other.
为你打这场荣耀的仗。
Fight for this glorious battle.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们在这里把在座的每一个都交在你的手中。
We entrust in your hands every one of us.
我们特别为着有一些亲爱的朋友这两天就要离开我们。
We want to pray especially for friends who are leaving us in these couple of days.
我们向你求祝福。
We pray for their blessings.
主与他们同在。
Lord, be with them.
不论他们往哪里去，你与他们同在。
Wherever they go, be with them.
吸引他们
draw them near you.
开他们的心眼，让他们看见你，接受你。
Open the eyes of their hearts so that they will see you and receive you.
一辈子活在你的带领和保护中。
That they will forever live under your protection and guidance.
我们也为这明天要开刀的春兰姐妹交给你。
We want to pray for our sister Chun Lan who is going to have surgery tomorrow.
将出人意外的平安赐给她。
Give her a peace that surpasses all understanding.
将单纯的信心赐给她。
Give her a pure faith.
主啊，主啊，你来保守她，把够用的恩典也赐给她。
Lord, keep her, protect her, give her sufficient grace.
让整个手术平安顺利。
That the entire surgery will be smooth and successful.
我们把其他在病痛中、难处中的弟兄姊妹都交给你。
We pray for other brothers and sisters who are in sickness or in trials.
把慧珍、把桂香、把威廉。两个威廉我们都交给你。
We pray for Gui Xiang, for Sister Lola, for William Ye and William Liao.
都求你用大能的手来眷顾他们。
We pray that you will care for them with your mighty hand.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。